Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. Sunday kicked off the start of Center City Open Streets. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, it gives people a chance to explore the city in a different way and gives retailers an opportunity to make some extra money.
Open Streets is an extension of public space for pedestrians to shop, stroll, and socialize along seven blocks of car-free streets from 15th and Walnut to Rittenhouse Square.
It's a good vibe here.
Kenny Rosaria Pugh is playing his electric guitar for passersby. He says Open Streets, which runs every Sunday in April from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., really helps breathe life into the city.
It's always great having entertainment around. I think that keeps the city alive and well.
Giovanna Pariti with the Center City District says they have everything from seating pods to stilt walkers for people to enjoy as they peruse up and down the streets.
Think like a European promenade, right? So an area where people can really just hang out, walk up and down the streets, go shopping, grab a bite to eat, sit with their friends.
She says when they hosted their first Open Streets last fall, it proved to be good for business.
Revenue up by at least 55%, some even recording a 300% increase in revenue and foot traffic, which is crazy. It's unheard of, especially on Sundays.
In Center City, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
She says revenue is up by at least 55%. Some even recording a 300% increase in revenue and foot traffic. Nationwide protests were held protesting against the Trump administration on Saturday in what they called the hands-off day of action. Local advocacy groups held one of the more than 1,200 events across the U.S. with a rally and march in Center City. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there.
Hundreds gathered at City Hall to kick off Philly's hands-off march, and plenty with creative signs in tow. The crowd heard speakers, then marched down East Market Street to Independence Mall. Though the posters may be different, the messaging is about the same. Protesters want the current administration to keep their hands off issues like Social Security and Medicare. Bernie, who wore a shirt that read Pop-Pop's First Protest, says he's protesting for his grandchildren.
I'm 67 years old, never walked around to a protest, saw him on TV, been active in politics, both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, but enough is enough. I'm out here just voicing my opinion for my five grandchildren to protect their rights.
College senior Elise Siri says she and her peers are on edge.
I'm out here today because our democracy is at risk. I study Nazi Germany in school and I see so many parallels, and there's no reason for the children that I'm going to teach next year to have less rights than I did at their age.
Senator Elizabeth Warren and local Democratic leaders like Senator Vincent Hughes, Councilwoman Jamie Gaultier, and Brendan Boyle all told the big crowd at Independence Mall they'll stand up for them in D.C. and beyond.
The White House says it has no plans to cut Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. Despite the dreary weather this weekend, spring is starting to pop up almost everywhere you look. That includes Fairmount Park, which has been packed with people as they soak up the Cherry Blossom Festival. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
The Cherry Blossom Festival is held every April, usually just as the weather begins to turn for spring.
The red buds are blooming and the cherry blossoms are blooming. It's just it's spectacular.
Leslie Cheeseman from Chestnut Hill says the weather has not put a damper on her Saturday morning outing.
So even though it's raining, you know, umbrellas come in handy.
The rain interrupted Lee and Sean's plans for a photo shoot, but they stayed positive.
I literally bought film to come out here and shoot, so I thought it would be a fun day. Plus, everybody seems to be happy despite the rain.
We don't mind the rain too much.
Yeah.
It's good for the trees.
The festival is being held throughout what's called Sakura Weekend, 2 days of family events like flower arranging workshops, martial arts demonstrations, and music. National Historic Marker Day is the last Friday in April, and to coincide with that, a historic church in South Philadelphia is holding a gravestone cleaning event to celebrate and preserve history. KYW's John McDevitt reports that volunteers are needed.
All these little pores on the stone, they create a very hospitable environment for microbes.
Marco Federico of the Heritage Conservation Collective will demonstrate how to clean the gravestones at Gloria Day Old Sweets Church using a biocide, soapy water, and a soft brush.
And when you've got biogrowth all over certain parts of the stone, what you're doing is you're creating all these little microclimates. And that really can accelerate stone decay. And so with this very simple process of cleaning the gravestones, we can really help mitigate that and increase the service life of these historic stones.
Many of the stones date all the way back to the 16, 17, and 1800s. Gloria Day Old Sweets Church is the oldest church in Philadelphia. It was founded in 1677. Organizers hope to clean 50 to 100 gravestones. It all depends on how many volunteers turn out.
The event will be held on April 25th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. If you would like to help, you can pre-register at www.preserveoldswedes.org. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.